Phoenix Books presents The Cat Who Moved a Mountain, written by Lillian Jackson Braun. This performance by Theodore Bickel is copyright 2015 Phoenix Books. It has been digitally remastered from the original 1991 Dove Audio sound recording.
A man of middle age with a large, drooping mustache and brooding eyes anxiously maneuvered his car up a mountain road that was narrow, unpaved, and tortuous. To aggravate the tension, there were two passengers in the back seat who protested as only Siamese cats can do. "Shut up," he bellowed at them. "We're lost. Where are we? Why did we ever come to this damn mountain?" 2 weeks before, Quillerin had experienced the sudden urge to go to the mountains. After 5 years of legal formalities that had required him to live in Moose County, he had officially inherited the Klingenshorn fortune, and he was now a certified billionaire with holdings reaching from New Jersey to Nevada. To celebrate his inheritance, more than 200 friends and admirers gathered in the seedy old hostelry that called itself the New Pickaxe Hotel. Quillerin circulated among them amiably. He was an outstanding figure, 6'2", well-built, a good head of hair graying at the temples, and a luxuriant pepper-and-salt mustache that seemed to have a life of its own. Chief among his well-wishers were Polly Duncan, administrator of the Pickaxe Library, Arch Riker, publisher of the Moose County Something, and Osmond Hasselrich of Hasselrich, Bennett and Barter, attorneys for the Klingenshorn Empire. Kip McDiarmid, editor of the newspaper in the adjoining county, was the first to ask the question that was on everyone's mind. "Now that you have all the money in the world, Quill, and 25 good years ahead of you, what are your plans?" When Quillerin hesitated, Arch Riker...